say it. They already know it. You're here. I don't have to say nothing, boy, David. I don't gotta say nothing. You're already here.
No, you're pretty good.
The David Bromberg Band! Go!
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you understand. Well, you're the only love I ever knew. So please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so glad I love. I promise that I'll treat you right. Said love, love, please come. Cold and slowly creep my mind, and the fires are burning low. The snows have covered up the ground. Your baby is hungry, second cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I am so blue and low. Well, I promise that I'll treat you better. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. Well, I promise that I'll treat you better. Love, love, oh, please come home. marks my danger city, and I lead a dangerous life. I got a dangerous car, cause dangerous speed, and a very dangerous wife. I got 16 or 17 dangerous girlfriends, not counting one or two. Look out, kids, you don't want to get hit, cause I'm dangerous to you. You better look out. Fingertips, mama, I'm a dangerous head to toe. I got a dangerous mind, a dangerous body. You can see I got a dangerous nose. I've been wanted by the 40 in crib, condemned by the 40 hill. I won't keep a mirror inside the house, cause I even scare myself. You better look out. Could grab and hold you tight. I got dangerous eyes and dangerous lips. I could kiss and love you all night. I got a head full of dangerous eyes. There's a heart full of bad intentions. A mess of stuff I can't talk about. Too dangerous to mention. You better look out. Look out now. My dangerous city, I lead a dangerous life. I got a dangerous car, cause dangerous speeds, a very dangerous wife. I got 16, 17 dangerous girlfriends, not counting one or two. Look out, kid, you don't want to get hit, cause I'm dangerous for you, and you best look out. It's nobody's fault but mine. And nobody's fault but mine. And if I die and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Now I know right from wrong. Yet I know right from if I do and my It's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault. Taught me how to pray. Yes, my mother taught me how to pray. If I don't pray and my soul gives, it's nobody's fault but mine. Now there's nobody's fault.
In the program for the band to make a blatant and tasteless plea for sexual comfort from the occupants of the audience. You know those country groups always somewhere in their shows they like to include a gospel song. Well, we always like to include a blatant request for. Your arms around my woman, good like a circle round the sun. I'm gonna love you, pretty mama, like no one on earth ever does. You don't believe I love you. Look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm singing, babe. Look what a hold I'm stealing. This mad woman, she's just about my height and size. She lives across town, but she come around to see me all the time. You don't believe I love you. Look what a fool I've been. You don't believe I'm sinking, darling. Look at this whole line. Stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I swear the girl will stay like that. I go to see her 6 times a week just to feed her cat chow. You don't believe I love you. Look what a fool I'm in. If you don't believe I'm sinking, babe, just look at this hole I'm in. Here we are in the Wild West, man. I can see we got a bunch of outlaws on our hands. You know, even outlaws had mothers, you know. Few of them even had fathers, man. You know they speak of a lady who came to rest a while. As we revolved around her, said she was up a mile. And on that hot, dusty day, as she watched him at his play, she thought she heard something deep inside her side. Oh, young Westie, take me away.
smiled like she'd been in with before. She saw herself beside him and on the run once more. But it pained him to recall the life of darkness he once led. And he told her of a man left lying dead. So she told him of the ghosts far from lying for him still. All the memory prairie nights and the desert's haunting chill. But how she still could see the faces of the robbers at the dawn. Passed before her till the first sun raised the dawn. There that knew him said they saw the change come round, like the grateful smiling laughter of a wanderer who'd been found. But the lady wondered still what kind of game was left to play, as they saddled up to leave some of her say. You live life as a gambler all along the San Joaquin. In your eyes remain the stories of the times that you have seen. And your smile across a campfire makes a dream alive again. All the spirit free to glide across the plain. Oh, young Wellesley, take me away. Oh, young Wellesley, take me away. Take me away.
With a golden hair. Folks, I put it on a shelf right up above my beard. I got right on my knees and I began to pray. I said, idol, tell me where can I find my big foot made? Eyes began to wink and blink.
Great big idol with the golden hair.
He said,
"Hold on, Jim, just give me time to think."
Great big idol with the golden hair.
And then lightning flashed, and the idol did speak.
Great big idol with the golden hair.
He said,
"Bigfoot me is down at Catfish Creek."
I said,
"Rockin' and a rollin'. Stomping and a strolling, rocking and a rolling,
popping and a popping and a bumping and a jumping."
Crack
that, get gotta look for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you say?
Well, I parked the car, began to look all around.
Oh, gee, what did you say?
There was a bunch of Olympia beer cans just spread around the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you say?
Well, I peeked into a crack and my hair turned gray.
Oh, gee, what did you say?
Right in the middle of the floor there was my bed. But baby, she was
rocking in a roll. Rolling.
Girl, you ought to be good, be ashamed of yourself.
Rockin' and a rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin'.
I was feeling so blue.
Great big idol with the golden hair.
I said, tell my Mr. Idol, now what can I do?
Great big idol with the golden hair.
He said, there's only one way.
Great big idol with the golden hair.
Turn to do the boogie with your big boy.
Can't go a rocking and a rolling. Rockin' and a rollin', hoppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin'.
Called A Maiden's Prayer. Is there any maidens out there? Will you pray with me? Thank you.
thank you.
We've had a few months off. This is the first time we've played in a couple months, you know. And you guys make it really easy, you know, to work the cobwebs out. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, if we use you as guinea pigs, there's this new song I learned. It's about the coast of Maine, where there's an island called Isla Ho. Everybody thinks it's Idaho, but it ain't. And we never played it for nobody. So you guys are guinea pigs.
There's a place a man should go. The fishing's always easy, and they've got no ice or snow. And I'll haul down myself where the bays run together, and bide away my day in the hills of Idaho. All those Plymouth girls are fine. They'll put their hearts right in your hand. And Plymouth boys are able-bodied sailors to a man. And I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho. You know the girls will cascade. Well, they're broad across the shoulder. They won't give a man advice. They don't want to cook his dinner. And I'll haul down myself where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho. Trouble with old Marty, you can't try her in a trawler, cause those Bay of Biscay swells will roll your head clean off your shoulder. And I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho. Where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho. All the winters drive you crazy, the fishing's hard and slow. You're a damned fool if you stay, but there's no better place to go. And I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho. I'll haul down my sails where the bays run together, and bide away my days in the hills of Idaho.
That's not what I came here this afternoon to speak to you about. No, actually, my topic of the afternoon had to do with women. I don't see any women applauding. Well, now most of my opinions of women are very, very good. I like women. I really do. I mean, on the whole, I think they're really fine, but there's one or two that are you know, can... This song is about one that I don't like. This particular girl, she's got eyes like crystal waters. Ships? No, she doesn't have any ships. She has lips like Chateau Lafite Rothschild 1959 Bordeaux wine. She's got a body like 1833 French Armagnac. And a soul like turpentine. Oh, mama, you treat her down and so damn mean. Yeah, when I ask for one, it's different again. Great dog, yeah. I said, look here now, little girl. Don't you treat Big David bad. You keep teasing the child. I swear, you're gonna make Big David mad. Say, mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Yeah, when I ask for one, it's different again. Great talk, yeah. You know, this woman's so evil. She's evil all the time. She's trying to get George Kindler to kill me just so he'd have it on his mind. Mama, you treat your daddy so damn mean. Yeah. Great love, yeah. Pull a pillow out from under my head. She won't even eat chicken in a restaurant if they serve it to her dad. Mama, you treat your dad so damn mean. Yeah, when I ask you for one, she'll bring again. Great again. Listen, little woman, how can you stand and watch me cry? She said homely, I can stand and watch you die. I'm a mama, you treat your man as so damn mean. Yeah. Now don't let the glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates overrule you. Some evening you might come to realize I've been a widow since my childhood, and I have earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in a wild wood. And every evening I talk to the stars. I stand tall with the unseen powers. So why should I be scared of you? I could fill your house with flowers, and I could poison all your mirrors too. I've been a wizard since my childhood, and I've earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in a wild wood, and every evening I talk to the stars. And I say, what is it? Brothers and others, but don't you take me to be merely one more. I know you dealt this way with many others, but here I come to attempt to even out the score. Now I think you should have guessed by now, tell that I'm a demon in disguise, just a little bit behind all the rest somehow. I mean, you overlook all the manifestations that display my veracity to the wise. That is to say, you shouldn't let the glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates overrule you. Some evening you might come to realize I am a demon in the sky.
Thank you.
is an old song about something you guys probably don't know about. It's about marijuana. Yeah. I saw High School Confidential on the TV the other day. Did any of you ever see that? Jerry Lee Lewis in this thing about how kids are becoming addicted to marijuana, man. They had a girl throwing a fit because she needed to have a stick, man. She was just throwing a fit, you know. This guy bought a kilo and a half, right? It was a little white sack, held it in the palm of his hand. Great move. Well, the point of it is, you know, that stuff has been around forever. This song was sung by the jazz musicians in the 20s when nobody knew what they were talking about, man. They had their own words for it, right? You know, like, people who snorted coke in those days, they didn't call it snorting coke. It was called kicking a gong around, right? And they didn't call smoking grass. They called it grass or tea or pot, but also they called it muggles or boo. And a guy who smoked it was called a viper.
1, 2, 3.
I had a dream about a reefer, 6 feet long. Little bit hot, but not that strong. You'll get high, but not for long. If you're a viper. Now look, I'm a king of everything. I got to be high before I can swing. Come on and light that tea and we will see. If you're a viper, look, if your throat gets dry, then you know that you're high. And everything seems stand. You pop on down to the corner store. Bust your chops on peppermint candy. And now you know that you're really sin. Oh, you don't give a damn if you can't pay the rent. I say the sky is high and so is I. Let's smoke that stuff. Here's a song fragment. I'm going to play it for you by myself because the other fellows don't know about these things. This is another. Since you guys like songs about drugs. This is another real old thing. Come here. I decided to play it before I sing it. I said, come here, mama, don't you take me for a fool. I wouldn't quit you, woman, not while the weather's cool. Around your back door, honey, I will make my creep. Just as long as you ain't at 2.5 a week. Now, folks, I got a gal and she works in a rich folks' yard. Oh, she brings me meal, she brings me love. Oh, she brings me meal, she brings me love. She brings me everything, great God, that she can steal. I call my Cora, hey girl. Along comes Sally with a nose all tall. You know the doctor says she can't sniff no more. I'm singing, run here, doctor, ringing the bell. There's women in the alley. Lord, I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Now the furniture man, he come to my door, was last Sunday morning. Yes, me was my wife at home. I said, no, she been long gone. And then he backed his truck right up to my door. Took everything I had. Oh, he caught it on back to the furniture store. I declare I did feel sad. Now what in the world has anybody got to do with a furniture man? If you got no dough to put up a show, honey, he will take everything he can. Well, he'll take everything from an ugly plant, a skillet to a frying pan. Look here, if there ever was a devil without any horns, he must have been a furniture man. Oh, my Cora, hey, girl. Along comes Sally with her nose all tall. You know the doctor says she can't sniff no more. I'm singing, run here, doctor, ringing a bell. There's women in the alley. Lord, I'm stamped a while about my good cocaine. If you wanna hear the story of a very brave engineer, you know that Casey Jones was the rounder's name, and on the sea an old railroad had rode to fame. Casey Jones, he mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, with the orders in his hand. Casey Jones had looked down at the fireman, said, we're gonna drive this turkey to the promised land. Casey Jones has said, before I die, two more roads I would like to try. The fireman asked him, what might they be? He said, the Amtrak Special and the LIA. Casey Jones. Casey Jones. Casey Jones. Casey Jones said, before I die, two more women I would like to try. The fireman asked him, who might they be? He said, Farrah Fawcett Majors and Jackie Kennedy. Casey Jones. Yeah, weird taste. John. Casey Jones. I'm getting weird up here. I don't want to put. I think it's perhaps time to speak to you in favor of my hometown, which is New York City. I come from New York City. Now, it's really popular to to kick New York City around, man. New York City's a nice place. Like, people don't think that there's any flowers or trees or animals there, you know? That's not true, man. I got neighbors that got plants 6 feet tall in their closets in New York, you know? They do. And the city is overrun with animals. I would like to dedicate this song to some of my animal friends in New York City. Oh, by the way, before I do it, I'd like to introduce this orchestral aggravation here. Playing saxophone over there is John Furman. Playing the trombone is Kurt Lindberg. Playing bass is Hugh McDonald. Playing the drums, Lance Dickerson. Playing banjo, mandolin, guitar, and fiddle, Dick Fiji. Playing the fiddle and mandolin is George Kendler. Woke up this morning, people, I looked up against the wall. When I woke up this morning, I looked up against the wall. You know the roaches and bed bugs was having a game of ball. The score was 20-0, the roaches was ahead. Was planted on nothing. The roaches was ahead. Bed bug hit a home run and knocked me right out of bed. Yeah, I got up this morning, people, and I looked down on the floor. I got up this morning, I looked right down on the floor. Them roaches got into my pocket time, took out all of my dough. To pull a pillow right from under my head. Them bedbugs are so mean and evil, they pulled a pillow right from under my head. They went and bought a Winchester rifle, tried to kill me there. I said, please now, bedbugs, I'm gonna ask you nice. I said, please now, bedbugs, I've already asked your price. Here you got all of my money, now you're trying to take my life. Yes, yes, I got up this morning. I looked up against the wall. I got up this morning, I looked up against the wall. You're not a roaching bed bug, hammer on game, bed bug boy.
big deal. I had a Ferris wheel, the same old trash. I strolled around the grounds, I tapped out a little tent. Got outside, gave a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on her tuckers like a reptile. It was the same old stuff, except for one part. He said it won't cost you money, but you gotta pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, what did you do to these men? You're not a saint riding around at the shield last night. You're back again. Well, of course, I went directly inside, and I searched around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. In and out come this girl, clothed in a scarf and a sneeze. And she did a little dance and made me strong between my knees. She moved as if her back had no bone, while the ensemble played a sonatina entitled The Main Street Moan. It went like this. The girl stood in front of the proscenium and she went like this. She got up on her little tippy toes, you know. She went across the stage like this. And she went like this. She went. She went. And then, I'm glad you asked me that. She went like this. She went.
She went. And that ain't easy for a woman to do. I want you to understand that. And there. She went like this. You wouldn't believe what she did next. I won't even tell you. You wouldn't believe it. You'd never believe it. If I told you what she did next. No, you wouldn't believe that she did what she did. You had to have been there. You'd never believe it. All right, I'll tell you. Without saying a word. Without a single audible noise issuing from betwixt her firm but pliant, moist and inviting, glistening, ruby red lips, it seemed to me as though the movements of her torso were calling out my name. She went like this. She went with her body, you know, she went. What? You want a what? You want a what? You want a right now? To see and turned the head and gazed directly at me. I must have jumped about 10 feet in the air, and then when I come down, why that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You're not the same mighty crowd that we feel inside your back, yeah. Out come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and a build like a grizzly bear. He said, cease and desist from the shouting. This is the termination of the show. And if you desire to respirate a continuous fashion, turn your ass around and go. I didn't hang out. I went straight to the door. But on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? Yes, it is.
Cinderella. Every night the show played my town, I was right there. Just one step ahead of that cantankerous bear. And you know, it worked just the way the man had said in his speech at the start. Cause when the carny left town, it took him on a chunk of my heart. And I still get a pain at the tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that Main Street on. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to me, man? You're not the same.
baby, don't you wanna go? Baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago? One, one is two. I know that two, two is four. I got my bag and suitcase packed. I swear I'm booked and bound to go. I said, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place? Sweet home Chicago. Six. If you're just trying to tease me, babe, you're gonna get your business fixed. I said, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, sweet home Chicago? I know that 8 and 2 is 10. That girl will trick you to a 3-time boy. She'll trick you one up. Baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old place, a sweet home Chicago?
Thank you very much. You guys like the Renaissance Fair? Will I have one next year? Well, they told me one of the agreements that they had was that people had to be out of here by 9 o'clock, but they said that they'd let me do another one. This is a song about Rip Van Winkle. I was talking to a young lady earlier, you know, and I told her that I was from New York. She thought all of New York was New York City, you know. There's some really beautiful parts of New York State. Up around Dutchess County and Putnam County, it looks just like it does here, man. All green and mountains and trees. That's up in the Catskill Mountains, man. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become of my beautiful town? Wolf, my old friend, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house is tumbled down. My land was rich, but I wouldn't work it. I guess I made a shrew of my wife. My duty clear, I could always find something to shirk it. I dreamed away the best years of my life. Oh, it seemed like only this morning I went up into the mountain. No word of warning, her usual curve. I hated her house, nagging and shouting. But to be in this strange world is a thousand times worse. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become of my beautiful town? Wolf, my old friend, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house is tumbled down. He called me by name. He bought me that cheaply. He called me by name, and I didn't know what to think. I watched their loud game, and oh, I drank deeply. No one had ever asked me to drink. And you know that stolen liquor, God, it was sweeter than whiskey. And many times quicker, just to put me to sleep. But drinking with strangers can get very risky. My sleep, it was long. It was 20 years deep. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become my beautiful town? Both my old friends, even you.
what has become of my beautiful town. Oh, my old friend, even you don't know me. This must be the end. My house has tumbled down.
Run. Run.